That was all Bradford. Good to see you. The second mission was having Murray Akam and Sir Pilkins. The second mission was Daniel Shane of us and Shaw Fowler. Okay. So we were talking yesterday about Ksamim, and it seems that about the Kabbal Tumma. We were speaking, we did the Tshuva for the Rav Moshe, and now we're going to look again, second Tshuva for Rav Moshe on page 24, about the Tfilas Kalim. We mentioned it also briefly. Okay. Now, Kalim, I see you. Page 24, the tshuva about the aluminum tins to a bluff. Kalim asum shimush pamachas kiel harbe ponim enam ruyim. If you use it one time, if you can do it many times, it's not going to be roy. Ruba dalma ein dochim atzvam kalim shein deme mikarim. But first, people don't push themselves to reuse it because it's not so expensive. So just throw it out and use another one. Because if you use it one time, so that's chad pa'ami, right? So maybe chad pa'ami is to be taken literally, chad pa'ami. Even though chad pa'ami is not a phrase from the Gemara or anything like that. So the question that Rabbi Luth was asking is, what about those people that, the diehards, that say, oh, we're going to clean it out until it's mamish falling apart. And then, you know, so those people have to bring it to the mikveh. So he says, Hinei, ayem baramam reish perek beis kelim, shechaz of tam de kelim milefes ve'esrog. Right, we saw two Rambams yesterday. One Rambam was about the stuff that is going to disinter, you know, it's going to fall apart, like you make a kli from esrog peel or something, or, you know, things like that. And those are tahorim namakabal tumu. Vishi efsha shi yamdu elas manuat. Mashma afsha shaykh nishtamish behem ezep omim. Aval eims kaimim kederch kli. In other words, even though, so he says, so Moshe is saying, it doesn't say in the Rambam anywhere that it's chad pa'ami. He says, fish ishtam yamdu elz man muat. Is that the lashon? Let's see the exact lashon. We had it in the Rambam. What page was the Rambam? Two Rambams that we did yesterday. Here. It's on page 21. Yeah. So it doesn't mean Manuat means it's not going to be like a pot that you had in your house for the last 10 years, which is normally you buy kalim, they're indefinite until someone by mistake drops it or something like that and you break it, you know. You know, every good house has a couple of broken utensils here and there. They feel horrible, right? But it's indefinite. And so that's what Rav Moshe is saying. He doesn't think for Kabbalah's Tumah purposes at least that Chad Pa'ami is to be taken literally. Why should it be? Because what's Chad Pa'ami? You know, there are people in the world, I'm telling you, there's this notion out there that you can use a kli without Tfilas Kalim one time. You get one freebie. The people, they're right. You've heard it. Heard in the street, in the gas. That's what they say in the street. That's what they say in the street. But the Beis Medrash, they don't say that. They don't say that in the street. Because there's no such thing. You're not allowed to even use it one time without Tfilas Kelim. You can't say you get one freebie. Well, this halacha is that if you're only, the kli itself is only going to be used a short amount of time, then it's not a kli. So then it doesn't need Tfilas Kelim. Right, exactly. Otherwise, but if it's something that it's a permanent kli, and you're saying, okay, today I don't have a mikvah, so can I just use it, get a freebie to use it one time? No, there's no one-time dispensation. That's Baba Mises. At least that I don't think they teach. There's certain things, I always say, there's certain things they teach every kid learned in yeshiva, certain things that are Baba Mises. It doesn't matter which yeshiva you went to. I like the idea that you need two different brachas for Shalach Manas, or Hashem Shvasai Tiftach V'Yegid Elchecha, that you move back and forth. No, isn't that teaching that? Hashem Shvasai Tiftach V'Yegid Elchecha. I think that's both of my sisters.
Oh, why are you saying it?
What?
Why are you saying
it? Yeah, why are you saying it? Hashem Shvasai Tiftach V'Yegid Elchecha. What do you think I was saying?
I don't know whether you don't take 3 steps at all.
Oh, no, but
I feel like you've been focused on whether something's in front of you, you shouldn't take 3 steps back, so that is where you are. So I think people started taking 3 steps back.
But it works out good, because if Hashem's Vasai Tiftach, Fi Yagiti Lazacha, works out good, but I think that's also Baba Baisa. You know, and there are a couple more that I over the years, I collect these Baba Baisas. So there's another Baba Maisa that you could do. You have one freebie. If you have a real kli that you're allowed to use it one time without Tfilas Kelim, there's no such thing.
This is one of like the soda bottles. Not that they have soda bottles nowadays, which are from you. But in the old days, when you had a soda bottle, it's going to get recycled, used, not by you.
Yeah, but it's going to be destroyed first. Right, but in Kadosh is not going to take that same, you know, melt it down, and then it's going to be a new thing. So, yeah.
What if you decide, if initially a disposal item you're going to throw out, then you want to use it for more than once, and then you should go to the mikvah?
If I say again?
If initially you intend to use only a disposable aluminum pan or something once, and now you want to use it more than once.
That's what Moshe was talking about.
Does that, so you decide after, or
do you
want to use it again?
No, it's like, I mean, you know when you're buying it that you're going to use it maybe one time, maybe two, you know, that you're not planning to, this is not a long-term thing. It's, it's not a long-term thing. So that's what Baluf was asking Rav Moshe, that may, you know, is, and then the question is, so that's what Rav Moshe clearly held, that because the Lashon HaRambam is manuat, the Lashon HaRambam is not chad pomi, and then so I'm the advocate of saying, and then the other Rambam is. The thing about this Rambam is that it's after, you're not going to use it afterwards, because after a couple of times it's just going to. But the Chiddush of Moshe, see, that's what somebody, some Rav was speaking there of Ilwitz, that this is Pshat, that the thing is, the Heftzas is going to come apart, or it's just as people are, you know, we live in a somewhat affluent society, and we don't have to be so, you know, machped. You know, one time, but maybe really you could. So that's what he's saying. Mamua, after Shayach Shay, the stams by Azepom, or Amos Kaimim Kader Kli. Same stam gam das toises. Masha, yeah. A toast of stam is sabbath for Shimon. So you're making this clear for these things. Again, page 25, top line. Kalim Ayn Shiyev Shal Ishtamish Ben Afal Piha. Was he wants to make a chiluk by something that after 2-3 times you're gonna be finished with him? So they're not makalkel. But what if it is? But since it's a cheap thing, you just like hard plastic, right? You know, like. The stores today, they have the plastic cups, but then they have the Shabbos plastic cups. And those are hard. It looks more chashuv. So those, right, poppers, those could probably last, if you're careful, they could probably last indefinitely. It's just that, but they're cheap, so, you know, not going to bother washing it out and just throw it out and the next Shabbos will get the more plastic cups. So that he's saying maybe.
No.
So anyway, it's the wrong material. But I'm saying, but if it would have been, you know, from the material that, be, you know, glass or metal, that's why the aluminum tins, they're metal. So that's why it becomes a real shiloh. But he says, Caleb Elushi Efshal Stamish Ben Alpha Al Pihadchak with Bezu Gimu Pomim Hainim Kabum Tumu. Because they're going to ramish fall apart. For Rakim Efshal is Kaim Karbez Man, Ach Bishvil Hazol, Aim Stamshim, the Stamber, the Kabul Tumu. Umela Efshal, the Aim Tsuchit. Now, Umela Efshal, the Aim Tsuchit Tfil is going back on the case of the thing that's going to fall apart. Thing that's going to fall apart after 2-3 times is not a clue. He says, but maybe if something that you're only disposable because it's just cheap, and then we don't bother. So that is a question. That's what Rabbi Illis was talking about. Maybe that's considered a clue. Because, well, you could say, like what Rabbi Mari's mentioned in his thing, is that things that are omed lezrika, maybe it's just not. It's not a clean, it's just over the Zrika. Like the Lashon is there's no tikkun mana. In other words, if we're allowed to equate all these areas of halacha. Of what's called a clean.
Has
the Lashon different than the body? No, Rav Moshe writes a thing of that if something you could use indefinitely, but you're not going to, because it's cheap. So the minute is we're not, you know, it's like the old days of YU. They used to learn the same masechta for 2 years in a row, a big masechta. So these days, we don't learn the same masechta 2 years in a row, even if you didn't finish the masechta, you go to a different masechta. But the reason why they learned the same masechta 2 years in a row is because people couldn't afford Gemaras. So this way, you buy a Gemara, a Sanhedrin, or whatever, and you'll learn for 2 years, and then, you know, so the same thing, he's saying. If something is really, it can last, but you're not using it because you don't have, you know, it's just cheap, so you can throw it out. So he thinks that maybe is Mekalot, even though it's only Zrika. It could be, based on what Rabbi saying, is maybe no. So therefore, once you're planning, the minute became to throw these things out, so then maybe these things are considered in a Mekalot, even though they could last. You see, the case of the peels, that you're making cleaves out of peels, it's physically going to fall apart. So that's one halacha. Then the carrot, the case of the other case of the Karen, It's not going to fall apart. The Karen probably could last, I'd be aesthetic, you know, it could last, chazak. But you're going to throw it out because either, like Rabbi Alter said, it becomes mos, or Moshe saying it's because, you know, it's not so, it's resolved. So that's what he's saying over here. So the case when he's asking Rabbi Bluth, is he's Rabbi Bluth was much sure the cases are that they're gonna. That they're going to fall apart. It's just he wants to just get to the last possible use. But he says that the things that you're just throwing out because they're just cheap, but they could still last. Mestaber de mekabel tuma. And then if it's mekabel tuma, then mestaber needs tefillas kelim. But if you say the svar that Rav Abadi said, that something that's omed lezrika is you know doesn't have a din of tikkun mana, and you create these halachas, so then his lashon is zeklal shach tikkun kli bedovsh omed lezark, and the tissue box, you know, tissue box. I used to, like shoe boxes, tissue boxes. Like, I still, my kids know, I still, you know, when I was a kid, I was a baseball fan, so I got baseball cards. So, you know, now I haven't been at a baseball World Cup, but my kids now, you know, especially one of them is very into baseball. So he's just, you know, interested. So you can go to my mother's house and see the old cards there and the shoe boxes from decades ago. I told him he finds the card that Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's record. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's in there. It's just a little time. What year was that? No problems. What year was that?
Something
in the 70s,
probably.
Yeah, something in there. They made him a special card. They made a special card when he broke the record. 1974. Yeah. Yeah.
What about things like, you know, you said the snapples and the glass bottles that you go to the store. So, can't be told about. So, something like that. According to Ramosha's, that sounds like you would have to, well, you can't just get a glass.
So, Ramosha's sheet was, I mean, totally best, I always like to say, also, that while the snapple is in there, so it's tough to the snapple. And it's like a klipa, so it's not it's like an old color. The way Rabbi Tony Bessa says over, once you reuse it, so then it becomes a kli, but then you're your srap to make it kli. But Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld's shita is that removing something from the kli is not hishtamshus. So when you're drinking, you just remove it, but if you refill it, then it would be a question of you know, Kabbalah's tum. Then you have to declare this idea of that Israel made it.
That's a key reference to the second time you, if I were to refill it, he would say you wouldn't need to.
Well, he says, but then as Rabbi Bess was saying, you wouldn't do a pitzad that your Israel is making it into a clean. Because, yeah, that was the story. Okay. So now, but I think, in other words, if we would equate, you know, I don't know if Ramosha would agree, because Ramosha, you know, we're still speaking about the bottles and the sardine cans and this and that. You didn't just say, maybe he held Tikkun Mana is different. And then this was his Namakalatumba doesn't mean you know, maybe they could have a separate din. In other words, say if Kli Avadim is not Mechavadim, Kli Galolim, Kli Avadim. Right. But if we would have a Kli like that, then we have a Shiloh Tikkun Mana when we say that it's not. But it could be, you could say that's Omri Kli Zorik, then it's not Tikkun Mana because that's. It depends why it's in Kabbal Tumas. If it's not in Kabbal Tumas, it's a costume, it's made out of certain materials, but you can still say it's a Kli and it'll still have a din of Tikkun Mana. You know, I'm going to say, we made a sophisticated Kli from material that's not in Kabbal Tumas, from stone. Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to help for, you know, and say, therefore, there's no Tikkun Mana to that thing. Because, but if something is only Zarek, so then it's not a Kli, not because it's a Xeris Kosov that Avonim is not the Kabbal Tumah. It's because it's almost the Zrika, so it's like a garnished. So there's not Shaykh to speak about Tikkun. Because anything that's almost, that was his big Yisod. Anything that's that you're going to throw out is nothing. Okay, so now I guess we can start Kiddush on page 26. So that's the question. What is the story with making Kiddush? It's something that's disposable. Rav Moshe is a true, Rav Avadi is a true. Rav Avadi is going to make a big chilul between Friday night Kiddush and the Shabbos day. The Shabbos day is a question whether that's even called a real Kiddush or I mean, the Rivet sheet is not even Kiddush. You're even allowed to eat before Kiddush Shabbos day. Even though we don't paskin like that, we paskin, you're not supposed to eat. But still, even on Latzad, we'll see. Everybody has a tshuva where he thinks that to be mechalik between Shabbat, the coasts of Shabbos day, in contrast to the coasts of Friday night. So Rav Moshe writes like this. In Abedor Kosel Kiddush, page 26. Yashana says, I'll call Shanasa Menir, Shukli Machlashar. Shoshoma Asher Asarti. He heard that I asked Emes Hadaru. Emes Hadaru. It's true. They did. Atosis Beforshim Brochus, Kimbishabas, Beshem Bede Narvona, the Chai. One of the things that Kosh Kiddush has to be Chai. That's one of the things of Kosh Bracha. What does that mean? Shalem Hadvarim HaTrichim Kosh HaBracha Shalem Kosh Kufosh Kli Sholem. So one of the Pshatim is it has to be a Kli Sholem. It can't be broken. This came to Shulchan Aruch. Because of Magadvarim, the Fil Nishbar Rabbasi Sholmala, even if part of it, the base on top is cracked. Namli Pasol, Av Shaguf HaKosh Sholem. Kosho Kiddush Ta'on Kol Mashuk Ta'on Kosho Birkas HaMazim Kosho Bracha means Birkas HaMazim, these are very shy now. I'm thinking she had Kosho Noirach Shurak Kosho Kazek Kosho Birkas HaMazim. It was actually Kosho Chai, it means it has to be Chashivas. Rani Shikosho Nir Shurak Lashah Al Pamzeh Levan Uol Garua. They will show Kashivis. Savada in a royal Birkas HaMazon with Kiddush. Akshalegikos. Acher ulayesh lahak. Right. So you think it's a svara. It's a svara. It was a mace. It's shalim. It's not like physically. It's like the case that it's missing. But he says it's. But he thinks it's a svara that the idea of kosh shalim means it has a Kashivis to it. So you could say that it's that you can't compare that if they have a disposable cup, say it's like the hard plastic. Because in the shuls today, when people, you know, Means the shoes that only the Rav makes kiddush, usually he has a real bech, which maybe is the best thing. But then the shoes that everyone does on their own is obviously not going to be a real bech. It's going to be, but at least, you know, but again, it's usually when they do it in these kind of cups, it's Shabbos day, it's not Friday night. So it's not as chomer as Friday night.
It's starting to get a little more popular in kitchens Friday night. At least in communities, they don't have a lot of young kids when they got to get home. But communities which are somewhat, you know, aging, I noticed the shul society have kitchens Friday
night. Yeah, a certain Rav asked me for my permission. He thought that more people would come to his shul if he had a kiddush Friday night.
Why did you want to come later in the day? But during the night?
Well, the night is the...
The Shabbat is just the... It's just the very...
Right. So, okay, we'll see. It's in the next shuva. We'll see. Yeah, so that was... I mean, I'm really not a big fan of this, but if he felt that that's going to work, bring people to your shul... So I said, so be it. But but he says, the inishay hakos noya, rach, shirakos kazir koshal brikasamoz of kiddush. Rani, shakoshal near, shirakoshal, pamzel van hu ogarua, il shum chashidus. So he's saying, you're right, in a hanami, it's a different situation, it's not broken. But it has no chashivas, so maybe it should be different. So Rav Abadi has a tshuva here on this topic of close to Omer Mazrika. Yeah, so and that's the question. What's the story with that close? That's only desire. But before I here is just an interesting anecdote on page 28. He says, you know, page 28 with the arrows. He says, Mavachis, what?
Who's Rav Yitzchak?
Rav Yitzchak Abadi from Lakewood. I'm close with Rav Abadi, was the postie from Lakewood, the Talmud of Ryan Cutler. And, so he says, "Levachas roses are kosher on the shoy yish loden on the lomer kanei chisarim because hatsmo." But you could say, "No, if the kosher shalim, it's shalim, even though it's disposable." The edo shalim in mucha. Then I haven't found the sword. He himself doesn't remember where it was. So chulish yisi b'magal tov. That's a safe one of the sword of the chidah. It's called the magal tov. But anyway, so why was farm? You know, like you remember he saw it in one of the Chidah's farm. I don't remember where. So far, I've tried to find it. I haven't yet found it. So anyone else?
I was looking
at you found it?
No, I couldn't find it in the Chidah. I found accounts, you know, not very, you know, good sources, but accounts of Rav Chaim Ozer.
Rav Chaim Grzeski?
Yeah,
no.
The
Gevir
was the Baron Rothschild, and they said that it was a
kush,
you know, chocolate cup.
Oh, I'd like to see that. There was, they had Mekinish on chocolate cup, they drink it, then they eat the chocolate. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what he writes here. Ozuch and Jerizim, and Magatol Lachidol, and she had palm eats of Gevir Echad. So he's saying it was Chaim Ozer and Baron Rothschild. Shehaya Tam Acha Gvir Acha the Kiddush. He was by Gvir for Kiddush. Also Kiddush or Kosus Asuim Mimini Mantakim. Moshe Osim Hayom Kosus Mishokalot. Miad Lacha Kiddush Shivu Hakosus Ochlo. Hayel Pelamain of Al Osho Shal Gvirahu. Wow. So where did you see that? So I haven't yet seen it. I only saw it in this citation from the body, and he doesn't really tell you where it is. But where
it's just like in like newsletter.
Newsletters. So from where?
I saw a few different ones. You know, just for ritual.
Yeah.
But it was not like a very good, it didn't, there wasn't a presentation. And, you know, their message was like a little different. Like, that he was a little bit like, you know, they made it into a story about how he was like, you know, didn't want to be revised, Baron Love Dragon.
No, he didn't want to be revised. So.
Even though Allah,
So yes, so that's what you think?
Geography is wrong.
Check it out. Papas, Baron Rothschild and Chaim Moshe Grzesinski. It was a chayach that they were together for Kiddush one day.
There are numerous.
Yeah.
Which one?
That's the one who didn't like chocolate.
But what did you do a search, Aaron?
The title. And the name Baron is a title.
And Rothschild is a name. Tom Arach Habarin Rothschild Kiddush, Lachod Simcha. Shahisa Bim Ono, where am I reading? From Dushu. From something from Dushu Hashem Uzo. Crash Shabbos Malkasa. Reading from Dushu.com. Tama Arach Ago Habarin Rothschild Kiddush Lachod Hasimcha Shahisa Bim Ono. While Kiddush Huzmanu Habe Abashim Rashusma already Gadol Hador as us. So they were Hashem people. He became a son of Ulam Avadol. So they went into the place of the Kiddush. Well, Motzul Ola Shulchan is Aruf of Ela Yayin. With Vim with Kaddish Bim. So they found wine and some type of Vim. What?
Gablet.
Well, you do case the Kaddish, right? In Kiddush Ola Mokum Suda. The case of Kaddish Bim, Lim Zonus. There's no Mazonus. He made Kiddush. In other words, so basically it's like an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Whereas that ice cream cone, so he made the Kiddush with the ice cream cone. It was to put the grapes and the wine in the ice cream cone and made it more big after he drank it. And then he needed to get his mother suited. So he ate the ice cream cone. Oh, I like that. His brother will call him Gavir, who will ask for Barachil. Chachach, he better bear. And then afterwards, the bear told Reb Chaim Oizer, she kaddish al hayayin, and don't be late at host, not to be other, and hechal misabek, machshos, and meshach, smile, and shepos, and feed us all, and we break bear from his nose, and thoughts awful. So he did the same thing, Reb Chaim Oizer. She has a shon kurovi, and they made him a bet, it's kind of, he says, what were you thinking about? In other words, he didn't make kiddush right away, Reb Chaim Oizer. He was thinking first. So what were you thinking about? On the Reb Chaim Oizer, Zayati, Lachshav, Kate said, Achzik Mizonas Biyadi V'Kadosh Al Yayin. He says, because normally when you make kiddush, you have to cover up the bread. So here, the cone is going to be a hold of the bread. So that's what you're going to be eating. So Harry Pass, he's doing Shasarach HaChasosu, it's a kiddush. Kedosh Al Yirei HaPash Moshto. Bafi Mizonas Rabu Amin Hagim Shasarach HaChasosu alone. So it's a question, how do you, it's not covered. Shuv chazad yotchaz hori, lo achadish yispayas the baron Rochel. Because if I don't make kiddush, because the baron already made kiddush of this. So if I don't make kiddush, I'm key will say that he was wrong. Okay, the mind, the mutav shiira ha mazonas boshtov alo Rothschild. Let the mazonas have a little busha, not the person. It's in Mikovitz Yeshur, your neighbor. You know your neighbor? Shlomi Gottesman. Yeah, Yeshur. Yeah, Parshas. Parshas.
Where he finds time to do all that.
He once wanted to give me all the assurance for free, whole thing. And I said, I don't have room. I live in an apartment. I don't have room. Well, the YU library, we have it all. I have all the assurance of the YU library. So I didn't take it. Okay, but to the.
Can you send this micro to the group?
But that's a good story.
And then I was, you know, maybe Chayyim and Chida was that was my.
So maybe the Chida wrote this.
Mixed
up with
Chayyim,
wasn't it? He does earlier, no? Well,
yeah, he does earlier, no?
Chida
was earlier.
He does
before. Yeah, just the same first name.
Mixed up.
Who was the first name?
There
were Oh, maybe he's
not
really okay. But that's the, okay. That's at least if this story didn't happen with the Chidah, at least this story isn't. That was probably Shabbos Day.
Yeah, pretty good kiddush.
So you can have an ice cream cone. Make it pour the wine. See, it was Papa's pour the wine in the ice cream. Maybe you should do it in the cafeteria.
Pour the wine
in the ice cream cone. Make a burnt pyrog often. And then, because this yontif, we didn't have kiddush. And, you know, we had meaning, usually like they'll have kiddush Shabbos morning. Right after davening, and then we'll have the meal later. But they didn't have it. So maybe there's an idea to tell why cones, and then we'll have. And then there's another halacha. There was a halacha that there has to be a kli. I guess that maybe it was a cone that had a base. Because usually the halacha is you need a right. You need a kli that has to have a base. If it's something that can't stand on its own, then if we say, you know, wash the field. But the same thing should apply to the Tilos Yadayim also, because you need a kli. So a lot of places they have the styrofoam and plastic cups. Styrofoam could also, I guess, last. But if you don't like it, even though Rav Avadi is going to argue for Kiddush, maybe Kiddush is different. In other words, even though Rav Avadi might be into this thing of Omer Nitzarit, but that doesn't mean that you can make Kiddush on it, because maybe Omer Nitzarit doesn't take a bottle, excuse me. But if you want to take it through the whole way through, anything that's Omer Nitzarit, okay. So we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll see more of the Kiddush, the tshuva from everybody about the Kiddush, the difference between day and night. And then we have the tshuva of the Tziv about Sheamus. And this is a discussion with Rav David Feinstein. They have the Divrei Torah in the newspapers, and you're planning to throw out the newspaper. Does that happen in Sheamus or not? So that was another thing I was pondering on. Serious. That comes up a lot. All these, your granddaughter used to work for Hamodia, so she in the Torah newspaper business. Okay, very good. Okay, good to see you all. You put it up. Everything's up that you put from there. Okay. Jason Finkelstein, it's nice to see you. Ellie Cooperman, it's good to see you. Rav Katan. Rav Roberts, it's nice to I don't get to see you today, but I miss you. I can't hear you. I can't hear what you're saying.
So I said I'll be in tomorrow.
Okay, it's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
Okay.
Have a good day.